He know him as a noy laini aleini. Umase yadeni koneni aleini, umase yadeni konenechi. And let the graciousness of the Lord our God be upon us. Establish you also upon us. The work of our hands. Yes, the work of our hands. Establish you it. Shalom. We are in the Parshas Kitavo. May the words of the shiur be for the Lelui Nishma, the elevation of the soul of Baruch Mordechai ben Avraham, my father of blessed memory. It is written in this holy Parsha, Arur ha'ish asher yaseh fesel, umasecha toivat Hashem. Curse be the men that make a graven or molten image, an abomination unto the Lord. In this Parsha, as it is well known, Moshe Rabbeinu, our teacher, brings the 98 klalot, the curses, for the people, for those that disobey Hashem and His laws. The promise of these curses is hard and severe. And it begins, in the first place, cursing those that make any type of idols. In Hebrew, fesel. Arur ha'ish asher yaseh fesel. This curse is a spiritual reflex of the great fall of the people when some individuals from the nations mixed themselves with the new people of Israel that was coming out of captivity in Egypt, as we read in Shemot 12:38. And these people, the Erevrav, they wanted to literally see a God. They had no faith in the supreme creator, immaterial and omnipotent. Now, although they came out of Egypt with the new people, they saw the miracles, they received the Torah, still, their level of understanding was very low, and they wanted a material idol to worship. Now, the fundamental and first act, they initiated this grave mistake of the people, is thus described in the Torah. Vait parku kol ha'am, et nizmei hazachav asher be'ozneichem, vayaviyu el acharon. All the people broke off the golden rings which were in their ears and brought them unto Aaron. This is Shemot 32:3. These confused individuals gave from their own personal treasure so the golden calf could be made. Through this evil action, they begin to deviate from Hashem. This most sinister path was conducted by the Satan, who influenced, and still does that to people, as the low and infantile minds accepted this path so they could be corrupted completely through the worship of Elohim Aharim, inferior gods, and other sins as well. You see, the absolute gematria of the Sofei Tavot, the final letters of this verse, this Pasuk, plus the Kolel, is 131, that being the same as the word Samakel, Samech Mem Aleph Lamed, that's 60 plus 40 plus 1 plus 30 equals 131. That is precisely the angelical class and name of the Satan. Truly, everything exists in the Torah in infinite levels. Because although the people here began falling spiritually towards idolatry, even if it was temporary, Here we see codified a remez, a holy hint of their own punishment. The gematria of the Reshei Tavot, the acrostic, the first letter of each one of the words of this pasuk, of the Shmot 32:3, is 98. The exact number of curses later announced in the Parsha Kitavo. Now, the origin of this stubborn rebelliousness spirit against Hashem, which is the essence of any and all types of idolatry, be it in the worship of a man, animal, statue, stars and constellations, etc., is something very old. Although the Torah informs us about Enosh, the grandson of Adam Arishon, who began worshipping the stars and idols, as Rashi explains in the Bereshit 4:26, the root of this evil is yet preceded by another character in the Torah. In fact, the verse regarding the golden rings that we spoke of also reveals the origin of this evil that incarnated in man and spread its poison generation after generation. For the Gematria Katan of this verse is 161, that being the same numerical value of Kaim plus the Kolel. So we have Kuf Yud Nun, 100 plus 10 plus 50 plus 1, that's 161. And the verse says about the evil Kaim, Vayehi mikitz yamim, vayave kaim mi pri hadama mincha lashem. And it came to pass, and at the end of time, that Kaim brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. This is Bereshit 4:3. This offering of Kaim was at the lowest level of quality possible, as the Bereshit Rabbah 22:5 speaks of, only so he could fulfill at the minimum level his obligation to God. And Kaim was rebellious and stubborn, and he did not want to be close to Hashem. In fact, the Holy Zohar, Bereshit 54, Amud Aleph, brings that Kaim was directly connected to the Sitra Acha, the evil side. And we see that in a manner in which the Torah brings the verse, because it is said, Vayehi mikitz. And mikitz means at the end. And the Zohar explains that this is the domain of the angel of death, the Satan, as it was in the time of the total destruction of the world, in the Dor HaMabul, in the generation of Noah, as it is written, Vayomer Elohim leNoach, Kitz kol basar ba lefanai. And God said to Noah, the end of our flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence to them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. This is Bereshit 6:13. And the verse, Kitz kol basar, the end of all creatures, has Gematria Atbash 364, that being the same numerical value as Hasatan. And we see that it is because of this that the Pasuk that speaks of the kind of offering the Kaim brought also brings this divine DNA again regarding the great Tochacha, the great admonition that would come later. The curses for all those that do not fulfill the laws of Hashem. Behold, the Gematria Katam of this Pasuk regarding Kaim is 93 plus 10 plus 50 plus 1. plus 5 for the kolel of each one of its 5 words, we thus have the value of 98. 98 curses. The Torah is perfect and always coherent in all of its infinite levels. The number of curses is a code that repeats itself in all of Tanakh, always with the same themes. This is an absolute truth for the infinite codes of Torah. The prophet Shmuel, Samuel, in his admonition to Shaul HaMelech, King Saul, for not having obeyed Hashem, says, Ki hatat kesem meiri ve'aven utrafim, hafetzar yan ma'asta et devar Hashem vayimashcha mimelech. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as idolatry and terafim, because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he has also rejected thee from being king. This is Shmuel, Aleph, 15:23. And the gematria katan of ki hatat kesim meiri ve'aven uterafim, because rebelliousness is like the sin of witchcraft, etc., is 92 plus 6 for the kolel of each one of its 6 words. We have the value, again, of 98. 98 curses. At last, when we examine the first curse of the Parshas Ki Tavoh, which, after all, treats the sin of idolatry, we see, again, something consistent and yet surprising. The Rashi Tavot of Arur Ha'ish Asher Yasef Eser, curse be the man who makes an image, a sculpture, an idol, are the letters Aleph, Hey, Aleph, Yud, Fei, with the absolute gematria of 97 plus 1 for the kolel of this expression. We have again 98 curses. The DNA imprinted in the message of Torah is beyond time and space. It appears everywhere that the message is revealed, as it should be, because Torah is a divine communication, outerworldly, completely beyond the understanding of man. There are many other secrets here, but for now, what is important is it is time to wake up and to seek a life of righteousness with the help of Hashem. Amen. Shalom. Baruch Adonai Leolam. Amen ve'amen. Thank you.